Megillah, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Dalet. Now we're going to Tuzacharayim. We just learned a little bit of the Inyonim of Kedushas Beis Knesses. Now we're going to Tuzacharayim in Takonois of Chachomenu, Takonos Kedumois Moed, which we call the Din of Kriyas HaTorah, the Din that's part of Davening. It's very interesting. Kriyas HaTorah, L'chore, is Limud HaTorah. It's Limud HaTorah Barabim, and it was made part of the Seder HaTfilah. We daven Monday, so part of davening is leining. What does leining have to do with davening? The Kadmoinim shtel davek, that the takona of Kriyas HaTorah should be part and parcel of the Tfilah B'tzibur. We have a lot of mitzvahs which would seem to be outside the Marechet HaTfilah, which Chazal made part of. We learned in Rosh Hashanah, we were Nispol over there, that the din of Tkiya Shofar, which l'chayr is a mitzvah to do on Rosh Hashanah, was made part of the Tfilas Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, of the Malkus, Uchenis, and Shofar. We have also the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav was made part and parcel of the Seder HaTfilah. The Nanuim went into Halal. Halal itself is not really part of Davening. Halal is a din noisav to say Halal, but we attach Halal to Davening. We attach Netilas Lulav to Halal. A lot of parts of our Avodas Hashem, that in order to make them Lifnei Hashem, in order to make them the Tzibur relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were made part of the Tzibur, and the area that the Tzibur gets together to stand Lifnei Hashem is in the Beis Knesset, B'Shas Tvila. This was part of it. Now, the Etzem Din of Kriyas HaTorah really was instituted for Klal Yisrael in two parts. The Gemara says, Moshe Tikkun LeYisrael Sheikru B'Torah B'Shabbos Hashem B'Chamishi. The Monday and Thursday laning and the Shabbos morning is a takona of Moshe Rabbeinu. We learn that in Parshas B'Shalach, there shouldn't be 3 days without water. They went 3 days after Kriyas Yamsuf, and already they were parched for water. Until Sham Sam Loichoyku Mishpat V'Sham Niso, Chazal pointed out over there, that was a takona of Moshe Rabbeinu. So you have Monday to Thursday, Thursday to Shabbos, and thereafter to Monday again. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Madura Basra, Ezra Sofer, the same way Moshe Rabbeinu brought Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, in the same way Moshe Rabbeinu gave Torah to Klal Yisrael, Ezra Seif also led Klal Yisrael out of Golus. First Golus that Klal Yisrael was in was Golus Bavel. The remnants, some of the remnants of Golus Bavel, were led back to Eretz Yisrael by Ezra Seif. And Ezra Seif also, you have the sugis over here, Megillah Daf Chof Aleph, where Ezra Seif was misakin for Klal Yisrael, a new kilo, a new kriya, a new. First of all, he was remisader all the halachos and Torah instituted form. Pashtus, the Mishnayos that we have, come in its earliest form from the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, led by Ezra Sofer. More than that, Ezra Sofer created that thereafter the ksav that was used in all Sefer Torah was ksav Ashuris. Till then, it's not so pashut, the big machleksim Rishonim. But Ezra Sofer has, Chazal put it out, Ezra Kemoshe. Ezra B'Dayri K'Moshe B'Dayri, the same way there's Yiftach B'Dayri K'Shmuel B'Dayri, as far as Shoftim is concerned, as far as Moshe HaTorah and Moshe and Shal Yisrael, Ezra is like Moshe Rabbeinu. So with Ezra HaSofer also added on layers to this Takona. The Tzura that we have that Monday and Thursday, there are three Kruim, Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael comes from Ezra HaSofer. The Tzura that we have that Kriyas HaTorah on a regular Monday and Thursday, not the whole Pasha, has to be at least 10 Psukim. All these things have deep remozim and inyonim and tikkunim, but on the simple level, all these are takonas of Ezra HaSofer. Pashtus, the Shabbos Mincha, is also a takon of Ezra HaSofer. The regular Kriyas HaTorah that we have, which is 53 parashiyos. The Zohar is the one who says that there's 53 parashiyos. You'll count, by the way, from Bereishis till Zohar Sabrach, there's 54. Vayis Teitz says Zohar Sabrach is not Bechlal. Zohar Sabrach doesn't have a Shabbos leining. So it's not Bechlal the 53, but 53 the Zohar says, Kaminyan Gan Eden, Nun Gimel, Gan Eden. So the way we learn is we finish every year and we make a Siyum on Simchas Torah. In the times of the Gemara says over here in Daf Chof Tes, that Bovel, they would finish every year, and Eretz Yisrael, they would finish every 3 years. It seems to be that this minik stretched for hundreds and hundreds of years. The Maaseh, the Rambam already says, Gan's Klal Yisrael is noyeg to finish every year. With that Hakdama in mind, we start the Mishnah. We'll add maybe a few more points. Besides for the Hemshechius of reading every week, a Hemshech, we were up to the previous week, and every Monday and Thursday reading the beginning of that parasha, we also have Kriyos Miuchodos. Obviously, we have on Shabbos not. Shabbos is just the parasha. Rosh Chodesh, whenever there's a Korban Musaf. Tzudetzu, special days, even let's say Chanukah, we lane the Nesiyim, because that's Shaykh to Chanukah Samizbeach. There are special kriyas. On Purim, let's say, we lane Mulchem Samolek. And then there are special kriyas, which Kanira, a lot of it came from Ezra HaSofer. The Gemara says, Mufurush, that Ezra HaSofer tikkun lam liYisrael, the kriya of before Rosh Hashanah, the Teichah of Pashas Kisavoy, and before Shavuos, the Teichah of Pashas Bechukosai, Teichah Shebeklolos, Brachas Uklolos Shebemishneh Torah, Brachas Uklolos Shebeteres Kohenim. And by the way, it's not just because it happens to be that's where we're up to. In our calendar, it works out. But in Eretz Yisrael, then, they finished every 3 years. And still, they laned the Teichah of Pashas Kisavoy before Rosh Hashanah, Bechukosai, before Shavuos. Something worth noting. Besides also their special kriyas, those are the Arba Parshiyos that come between the end of Chodesh Shvat and the beginning of Chodesh Nisan. Shkolim, Zohar, Chodesh, Parah, and then Chodesh. One other thing is that the Takana of Haftiris is a later Takana. That comes already from the Gzeiras Hashmad by the Yevonim. One of the things they were geyser against was they knew Kriya Satera. So they were geyser connected Kriya Satera, Kriya Satera Barabim. So they got around that by being Misaka Nevi'im. And that Kriya, Misifri HaNevi'im, became part and parcel of the weekly Kriya. And that's now a chelik of our Kriya Satera, is the Haftarah. The word Haftarah means from freeing oneself. It's the end, to pater. So in conjunction with the Haftarah, they made also a maftir. The maftir is not really one of the Sheva Kruim. What he does is, he's the poiter of Kriyas HaTorah, and together with him goes the Haftarah. That's why it's customary that the one who has the maftir is the one who makes the brachas, or lanes the Haftarah. Fashtetzach, that even though historically it had to work out with Seir Siofan, the Pshah is every layer of Mesiris HaTorah, of Kabbalah HaTorah, is another layer with Klal Yisrael's being Mekabal HaTorah. There's Moshe Rabbeinu, there's Ezra HaSef, like we pointed out. And then by the Tkufas HaYivonim, there's a new level, the same way we understand that Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Kabbalah HaTorah, Torah Shebaal Peh. There's a new level with Klal Yisrael now instituted, not Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebichsav, but it's in a way Dem LaTorah Shebaal Peh, because it's not the Torah itself, it's not Chamish Chumash Torah, it's Divrei Moshe Torah Shebaal Peh, it's the Nevi. That's just a knetch over here, that the Gzeiras Yovan added another level to that Kabbalah HaTorah. With that, we start the Mishnah. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechaliyah is B'Shabbos, Koren B'Parsha Shkolim. When we have Rosh Chodesh Adar, normally we lane Parsha Shkolim on the Shabbos Mevorchim of Adar. But if it falls out on Shabbos, you're going to have a 3 Sefer Torah Parsha. You're going to lane it, you're going to lane Parsha Shkolim. The way we do it is we lane 6 aliyahs, the 7th aliyah is Rosh Chodesh, and we only say the Chatzi Kaddish, which means it's the end of a whole Seder, a whole Sheva Kruim. We say Chatzi Kaddish after the 7th aliyah, after the Rosh Chodesh, and then we take out the 3rd Sefer Torah, we lane Shkolim, and the Haftarah is the Haftarah of Shkolim, from Yoyosh and the Beis HaMikdosh, from Sefer Melachim. Chaliyah is B'teich HaShabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls during the week, Magdim L'Sha'ovar, you magdim it the week before, even though it's Shvat. And really the Takonas Shkolim is Adar, but we're magdim it in order that by Rosh Chodesh Shkolim there was already a hachroza berabim for everybody to bring their Shkolim. Umafsikin l'Shabbos acheres, then we pause the Shabbos. Bashnia, after an off Shabbos from the special kriyas, Zochem, because that's always going to be the week before Purim. Bashlish is Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma is, the Rav says, Lahazaz Yisrael, to get ready for being Oyle Regal. This was in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. We do it as a Zeche. There's that Shita that the Ramah brings, that Pashas Parah, you shouldn't call a cotton because it's their Deraisa. Nobody knows exactly what that means. But Parah is a Pseninyan. Zocher, for sure, we don't call up a cotton. We don't even call up a Bar Mitzvah Bocher, because we can't be Soymich, that he's a Godel. We don't want to be Soymich on Shonim when maybe he wasn't Simonim yet. Parah Aduma, that's the 3rd of the special Shabboses. Berviyis HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, the 4th is already before Chodesh Nisan. That can fall out also on Rosh Chodesh, where you'll have the same 3 Sifrei Torah D'Kashabbos. Bachamishis Chozrin L'Kesidron, We go back to the regular kriya. Now, the truth of the matter is, we didn't stop the regular kriya. We just added an extra maftis. So what it means is l'gabi the haftiris. The four haftiris of shkolim, zocher, poro, and achodish were different haftiris. And now we go back to the regular haftiris. L'kol mafsikin. We take a break in the regular haftiris for any special event that comes up. Rosh Chodeshim, there's a special maftin. There's also the Haftar V'hoyim Midei Chodesh B'Chodshoy from Sefer Yeshayah. B'Chanukah, Shabbos Chanukah, we're maftir from Zechayah, from the Nevuah of Zechayah. There's two Shabboses, the occasional where the first day of Chanukah is on the first and the last, so we do also the Haftar of Chanukah Samizbech from Shleim HaMelech. Bapurim, if Shabbos is Chal on Purim, it doesn't happen by us. It could happen like we learned in Maseches Megillah, like we learned in the first Perek by Purim Demukofim. So then the Haftarah will be the Haftarah of Shol. Comes out that Eretz Yisrael on a Purim Meshulish, they lain that Haftarah twice. They lain it Pashas Zocher and they lain it again on Shabbos of Purim. B'Tainis, on the Tainis also, Tainis doesn't fall out on Shabbos. So what's the Mafsikin? It means that the Kriyas HaTorah, if it falls out on Monday and Thursday, we don't lay in the regular parasha, we lay in Vayichal. Upa Mamodois, Mamodois, that we had in the Seches Tainis, the whole Seder with those that were appointed had a special Kriya, they lay in their Kriya. Upa Yom Akipurim, Yom Kippur also, we lay in the special Kriyas of the Avodis Yom Akipurim, Pasha Sachrim Mois, and the HaTorah of Soilu Soilu. This is true by every Yom Tov. It seems that sometimes a Chiddush Yom Kippur, the Tais Yom Tov brings from Rishonim, that there would be a Havamina, Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosin, so maybe you should learn the regular Shabbos Dikri Kriya, it's a Chiddush. But what the Mishnah's knockout over here, Yom Kippurim, would seem to be the cloud by every Yom Tov. Mishnah Hey. Ba-Pesach Koyin Ba-Parshas Me'adoy Shol Teres Koyinim. Pesach, we have the Parshas HaMe'adim, all Yom Tov are in Parshas Emor. That's what he means, Teres Koyinim. Lemaisa, we don't. The Gemara, there's a Braisa, where the Braisa says, now that way it seems like the Halacha in the Mishnah is just that the Kriya should be Me'ein Hayoim. So the basic Parsha Me'adois is Parshas Emor. Lemaisa, on the first day of Pesach, we lain what specifically it is Mitzrayim, the Pesukim of Mishchu Kulacham Tzoyin, of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's only on the second day Yom Tov that we go to Parshas HaMe'adois. For us B'nei Chutz La'aretz, the second day Yom Tov, and on Pesach also, in Eretz Yisrael also, they have to learn a Kriya that's Me'inyan Hayoyim, so they learn Parshas HaMe'adim, that's in Teres Koyinim. The Rav brings a continuation of what the Braisa discusses. The second day is the Parsha of Shor HaKesef that we just mentioned. And the Rav also brings the Haftarah. On the first day of the Haftarah is Pesach Gilgal, which is when Klai Yisrael went to Yitzhak with Yeshua Benun. That's the first Pesach in Novi, outside of Chamisha Chumash Torah. The second day's Haftarah is Pesach of Yeshio. Obviously in Yitzhak they don't have Haftarah on the second day because it's only Chol HaMoed, but they lain Parshas Shor HaKesef and Parshas Emor without a Haftarah. Then we have the Maisa. Every day Pesach we lain something else. We lain a different Pesach, being that there are various accounts, various parshas of Pesach, or in Yonim where Yitzias Mitzrayim are mentioned. So we learn every single day, we learn a different one, whereas on Sukkis, on Chol HaMoed, every single day, there's no parshias of Sukkis. All there is Parshas HaMe'adis. And then there's Parshas Ha Korban Musaf. So every day the Korban Musaf changes, so we learn the Korban of that day. So the Rav Cheshem said, well, we learned the other days of Pesach. On the third day, which is, we'll call the second day Chol HaMoed, or the first day Chol HaMoed in Chutz La'aretz, is Kaddish Li Kol B'Kor. The end of Parshas Bo Yedid is an interesting minig, even though normally B'nei Chutz La'aretz, even those that leave on, that wear Tefillin Chol HaMoed, normally they take it off for Halal, but over here they leave it on for laning. Since you're going to lay in Parshas Tefillin, you're not going to take it off right before you lay that there's a mitzvah of Tefillin. The fourth day is in Kesef Talva, means Parshas HaMe'adim in Parshas Mishpatim, you start before that in Kesef Talva. On the fifth day, Psol Lecho is Parshas HaMe'adim in Parshas Ki Sisa. Now the truth of the matter is that even though the Rav mentions it as a Chol HaMoed Dikaleining, but it's really always the Kriya of Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Both Pesach and Sukkot.
on even by Sukkis, even though normally Chol HaMoed we lane with the three crew and we only lane the Musaf, lane yesterday's Kav Musaf, tomorrow's Kav Musaf, but on Shabbos Chol HaMoed you need a longer crew if it's Shiva crewim. So we lane Psolacha, the Pashas HaMayadim, in Pashas Kisisa. On the sixth day, this Vyasu B'nei Yisrael Sa Pesach B'Me'adoi, that's the Pasha Pesach Sheni, in Pashas Baloyscho. On the seventh day of Pesach, is Shiris Hayom, Oz Yoshir, and the Haftarah is Vayidaber David, which is Shira of David. You have also in Sefer Tilim, Kapitel Yud Ches, but it's the end of Sefer Shmuel, it's the Shira of David. On the eighth day, which is the last day of Pesach, Yilein Kol Abchoir. Kol Abchoir is Pashas HaMoedim in Sefer Dvorim. And you start from Kol Abchoir. And the Haftarah is the Haftarah of Nevu of Lasted Lavoi, Oyd Hayoim Binoiv Lamoid. Now, the first day Shavuos, look at the Hemshech of the Mishnah by us, Batzeres, Shiva Shavuos. Shiva Shavuos is the Pasha of HaMoedim in Pashas Emor. I'm sorry. He means to say Pashas HaMayadim and Pashas Dvorim. Since you leaned on Pesach, Pashas HaMayadim and Teres Kainim. So Shavuos, you just leaned the Pasha in Pashas Dvorim. But the truth of the matter is that I'll be the Brisa that we mentioned before. We lane what's the Mu'ura of Oysayim in the first day. Shavuos is Kabbal Satayra. So we lane the Pasha of Matan Torah in Pashas Yisrael. What would our Shavuos look like if we didn't have Aseres HaDibros? The Sant, the Mishnah doesn't mention it. Just says Pashas HaMayadim. Bereish HaShono. Doesn't say Hashem Pocket Asara. That's what we learn. It just says Bachodesh Hashvi Be'echad Lachodesh, which is the parasha of the Parasha Tamayadim and Parasha Semor. B'yom Kippurim Achrei Mois. B'yom Kippurim, we do the Seder HaAvoida. That's specific for Yom Kippur. That's exactly what we do. We'll just fill out a few more of the details. The Rav brings down, also on Shavuos, he brings down the Haftarah, which the same way Klal Yisrael saw the Marois of Anochi Hashem Lekech of Daseres HaDibros, so we learned the Marois of Maisa Merkava of Yecheskel. The second day of Shavuos is Kol HaBchor, like we said by the last day of Pesach, and the Haftarah is from Chavakuk, Has Milfone Kol Bosor. Rosh Hashanah we said Vashem Pocher Asoro, and the Haftarah is Shir Haschana. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which the Mishnah Bechlal doesn't mention, we lane the Pasha of the Akedah, Al Tzchus. The Akedah is the Ikkes Chus of Klal Yisrael. And we lane after from Yirmiyo, HaBen Yaakov Le'Ephraim, which is Shaykh to the Zichronis of Rosh Hashanah. On Yom HaKippurim, the Mishnah Taka mentions, we said the Kriya V'Achrim Ois, and then there's the Haftarah, Koyam Arom V'Nisa, Soilu Soilu. Mincha of Yom Kippur is not mentioned in the Mishnah, that we lay in Parshas HaRayis, and the Haftarah is the famous Maftir Yoyna. Why we lay in Parshas HaRayis, Pashtus, is because it's right in Achrei Mois, right after Parshas, the Avodah of Yom Kippur. That's one pshat. Better said, HaRayis, whenever there's a gather of Arayis, it's in Yoni Kedusha, like Rashi says at the beginning of Pashas Kedoshim, Yom Kippur is a time for Kedusha. That's if you want to say it like that. I want them heard, we'll say a vort. I want them heard a Shena Deher. We're recording this Shem Motzi Yom Kippur, so we'll say over a Shena Deher. By Mincha of Yom Kippur, Avera should already be as foreign to a person as the Arayis that I mentioned in the Pasha. You learn the Arayis, all sorts of relatives that nobody would ever have me to marry. That's not even a Havamina. The Musig of Avera Bechelal, by the time you finish most of Yom Kippur, should be completely foreign, it should be completely strange, mamish like Pasha Reis. It's a vort. The Mishnah then continues, B'yom Tevarish Shal Chag, on the first day of Sukkot, Koyim B'Pashas Me'adonis, Shabbateres Koyanim, which is what we said by Pesach, by Atzeres, except by Atzeres, is mentioned Shiva Shavuos. It's only a few psukim. You have the Pashas HaMayadim. That's like we said, that's enough for 3-4 kruim. So here the Rav fleshes out also that by Sukkis, the way we lain, based on the Braisa, on the first day Taka we lain Pashas Emor, Shor Kesav Ayez. Shor Kesav Ayez is just the last few psukim, before Parshas Me'adim. Interesting that there's a knetch, a remez. Shorei kesev ayez ki yivoleid, v'hoyo shivas yom tachas imoy, the pasuk says. So the Balei Drush say that it's 7 days, and the 8th day is when it's roid to be a korban. All yom tovim are based on 7 days as a cycle of a week. The number of kedusha is 7, but yom tovim are 8. Sukkot is 8, because Shmini Atzeres. Even Pesach, we count Erev Pesach as also the 8th day. The 8 is the number of the completion of Kedusha. The Malam Ederech HaTeva, like Mitzvah Mila, is already the number 8. It's Bavos Tevaret. Like Chanukah is also 8. So the Nekuda is, the Shorei Kesev Kivol, the natural cycle complete, is 7. The Yom Tivtika number is 8. So it's a fitting Hagdoma to Parshas Me'adim. Another word. Al-Gabonim, on the first day, Sukkis, we lain Shorei Kesev Ha'ez. The Haftarah is the Sukkah of Lossed Lovoy, of Mochemes Goygumoga, Gine Yem Bol Hashem, Yom Tiv Sheni. There's Haftarah also of the Sukkis of Shleim HaMelech. The other days of Chol Moed, Lamais, we lain Kabonis HaChag. The Rav Cheshman's out how we do it. With all the details, how do you fit in 4 aliyahs into one half? Everyone needs 3 psukim. So just to give one example, on the first day Chol Hamoed, so he says the Kohen, you go back one day, you lay in Bayem HaSheni, the Levi, Kohen B'Yem HaShlishi, the Yisrael is Kohen B'Yem Harvi, you go Vaitu one day, and the fourth aliyah, you go back and you lay in Bayem HaSheni, B'Yem HaShlishi, and so on and so forth, each day of Chol Hamoed. The Rav finishes off with Shabbos Chol Hamoed. We said you lay in the Parsha of Parshas Hamoedim and Parshas Kisisa, preceded by the end of the Kapora, of where the Rebbein Sham is showing Moshe Rabbeinu the Mara, the Chavivus that the Rebbein Sham has for Moshe Rabbeinu after, by Lucha Shnias, we are showing him the Mara. That's in Parshas Kisisa. And the Haftarah is Sukkis, you learn the Haftarah of Mochemes Goig. There's a Kabbalah from the Goinim that Mochemes Goig Umag will take place Sukkis. And on Pesach, the Rab brings it. Shemesoyes Medeinu Tchis HaMeisim HaSid Aliyahs BePesach. So on Pesach we learn that Tzomis Yivashis from Yecheskel, because that's when Tchis HaMeisim will be. And on Sukkis will be Mochemes Goig Umag. Versteitzach, that there has to be an Oymik to it. What does Tchis HaMeisim have to do with Pesach, it could have to do with Oz Yoshim Moshe, the Shir at the end of time. But Chemes Goig Umog, we'll just say one remez, the fact that the word Goig Umog is the same Sherish as Gag. The opposite of a Sukkah is a Gag, is a roof. A Sukkah allows you to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gag blocks out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's all the details, the way it's Mavur over here, with a few Inyone Yomtiv on the side.